We got some new 49er dates that's just been released. Former 49er Eric Armstead tells the whole world why he's mad. And Brandon Ayuk is about to heat up the airwaves because it's officially time to pay BA. Listen, it's Good Friday. Happy Friday. Happy early weekend to everybody out there. Let's get this show started right. So bright that we shine at.
On the rocks and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher.
What's going on, 49er faithful? Welcome to the Wayne Breezy Show. It's Friday. It's Good Friday. If you guys are into religion, you'll understand what Good Friday is all about. Because it leads to Easter weekend, which is Resurrection Sunday. That'll be on this Sunday. So happy Easter weekend to everybody out there, for those that celebrate Easter in their own way. But I truly appreciate you guys for joining the Wayne Breezy Show, man. Salute to you all. I got the Breezy Bunch crew in the building. Peachy Early says salute, salute. Breezy, the faithful, the queens, the kings. Happy Good Friday, everybody. And you got the hashtag. I like the hashtag BB, but the hashtag PayBA is underway. I feel like we do this every season, right? We just hashtag and we'd be initialing the player. And it's time. It's time. Things are going to start heating up. You got the NFL draft on its way. Less than 30 days to the NFL draft, you know. And so it's crazy. Nick, what's going on out there? More Breezy Bunch crew members. Don't Bother Me is in the building. Manly, I see you out there, dog. Miss Debbie, good morning, Wayne, and happy Friday. Sending blessings to everyone in the chat, especially the BB crew. Please like. Guys, hit that like button, like right now. It's got a little thumbs up. Just click on it. All right. Don't forget to subscribe if you're the first time watching this show, man. Hit that subscribe button. All right. And share with your friends and family. I never tell people to share it, but tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, share the joint, right? It's the off season. It's a little slow, but share it. All right. Share it. And if you want to become a member of the channel and enjoy some of the cool perks that we have, like your name being highlighted and you know, you getting singled out. All right, man. Go ahead and join and become a member. What's going on? Oscar's in the building. It says good morning to all. Red and Gold Blood is in there. What's good, fam? My man Nigel's in the building. Colin is in the building. You guys are faithful. I tell you right, you guys are faithful through the off season. I know it's rough. It's slow. All that good stuff. Fernando, what's going on out there, man? Blessings, my brother. Rob D's in the building as well. And the one and only Collie Young in the building. What's going on, family? I appreciate you guys as well. Look, it's not going to be a long, long show. I mean, it's a show where we'll discuss some things and we'll get on up out of here. I'm not going to keep you guys, but I do appreciate you guys for tuning in. We got PG, 15 months. So let me say it's 12 months and a year. And then the 15 months, 12 is 3. So Peachy's been a member for a year and 3 months of the channel. Wow, 15 months already. That's an accolade right there. We got to salute. Salute that. I need all you to continue to like and subscribe. Don't forget to share the shows, reels, videos on this channel. Going to be adding some new content and the upcoming season. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really fun. Working with some great people out there. It's going to be a really good show. Shout out to, we got Facebook in the building. The first Facebook in the building, Robert Goodell. I like that, because if you change the R, it'd be Goodell. We'd be like, you know, close to Roger Goodell. But Robert Goodell says pay him. Like, it's just straight up. Like, you know, there's nothing, you know. And you know what? It's funny we say that. I feel like there's like a sense of, you know, what's going on, Mike? They need to pay BA. This shouldn't even be a discussion. And if you're wondering why we're talking about Brandon Ayuk, because Brandon Ayuk recently just did a podcast on the Nightcap show with Uncle Shannon in Ocho, right? And so they were asking him not too many tough questions, but they asked him some questions. And we'll watch a couple of clips off of that. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get Brandon Ayuk's takes on some of the things he said. But I'm all for them paying BA. It makes perfect sense. Let me say this, okay? I'm going to be super clear. Dre, what's going on, bro? The 49ers definitely take care of the homegrown talent. I don't think the homegrown talent, the ones that they covet, remember that word too, covet, C-O-V-E-T, all right? Covet. Like the ones that they really take the liking to, they don't let go, especially the ones that they drafted, right? And so, like, when I think of Brandon Ayuk, this is how I kind of see the situation going. They're going to pay him. And the number, the guaranteed number is going to probably be $60 million plus. As far as the length of the contract, I don't know. As far as what he's going to get per year, I don't know. But I know what he's going to be guaranteed, which would make him the top receiver for the 49ers with the top guaranteed money. And the market is what it is. And we'll talk about, like, today, like, why the Niners need to do it sooner rather than later. Like, stop beating around the bush. Get it done. And the Niners may actually, like beat everybody to the table as far as, like, when they actually do their negotiations. Usually, you know, there's a poll question going on. The question is simply this. When will BA get paid? I just kept it blunt, right? June, July, August are not with the Niners, meaning that he'll be traded, okay? And so, you know, right now, 50% of the votes are saying August. Why? Because that is the 49ers blueprint on when they pay, okay? When they pay or extend their players, okay? Look, there could be a situation where the 49ers don't want to get themselves into something, and we'll talk about that, where they're going to just, like, bump it. Let's get it done. Now, let them free up the money that they need to free up. Let's wait till after June 1st. They get some guap. June 2nd, they get $18 million back. And let's see what happens. Brother Sean, what's going on? He said, what up, B? He says, yeah, I'm single. Thanks for asking. Hey, they basically told Eric bye with the amount they offered. Good move. He's injured often and has chronic issues, overpaid for a while. Oh, listen, I don't want to say he was overpaid for a while, but I definitely get where you're coming from. I think Eric, I don't know if Eric understood it. Eric had the, we're going to watch some of the things that he said, but he had, you could tell he was disrespected. The offer was very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, the offer was very disrespectful. So, like, yeah, you could. I wish I knew the first initial reaction of Eric Armstead. It's too late now because it already happened. But I wish I knew, because the way he made it seem like, you know, he thought about it. And then he was like, you know, what are my teammates going to think? And then blah, 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 blah. Nah. I want to know what your initial reaction was. My initial reaction would have been like, you like no, right? That would have been my initial reaction. But, you know, hey, we'll see. We'll watch a couple of clips from him too. Let's get to some new 49er dates. All right, so some stuff is going out as far as the 49ers. Matt Barrows put this out. Shout out to Matt Barrows. 2024 offseason workout and OTA dates. All right, first day, April 15th, which is soon, 2 weeks. All right, then the OTAs kick off. All right, so May 20 through the 21st, May 23rd, May 28th through the 29th, and they end on May 31st. All right, organized team activities, OTAs stand for. These are not mandatory. So I can tell you right now, don't expect some of the vets and don't expect Brandon Ayuk. Just could tell you that right now. Don't expect them. Now, the mandatory mini camp, which is June 4th through June 6th, that's when you can start expecting some players. I got a question because I'm having, you know, I'm going to ask you guys, because did Nick Bosa show up to mandatory mini camp last year? Because why do I get the feeling that he didn't? Because I don't remember seeing Nick Bosa until he got his deal. So can somebody please answer that inside the chat? Shout out to everybody that's watching live, but those that are actually listening on Spotify, listen, and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher Radio and all those different types of things, I salute you. Thank you for helping the podcast, the listening portion of this show, do what it does. But listen, if you guys can leave a comment, let me know, you know, how you guys are feeling about some of the things that are going on. Do that as well. Right. All right, so Nigel says he didn't. So now I'm conflicted. And then my bro Collie said he did, but I don't remember him showing up to mandatory mini camp. I don't know. I can't remember. And I'm only asking that because I'm just curious. I you know, will Brandon Ayuk be at mandatory mini camp entering this particular contract negotiation period? Like, right? So I don't remember seeing Nick Bosa until September, like August. Wherever he got his deal was when we saw Nick Bosa. Remember we did the show. Vince said he attended, but he sat out the practices and drills. Really? I just don't remember him being around. Okay, but if you guys said he did, Slick said he did, then he was there. Collie, you were probably right. So if he was there, he was there. Cool. So Brandon Ayuk may be there. I remember Debo being there and not participating. I remember that during his contract negotiations. I remember him being there and not participating. Yep, I remember Debo being there and chilling. I just don't remember Bosa being around the camp. But if you guys say he did, that's what's up. All right, cool. Cool beans. But these are the dates that we get to look forward to for the San Francisco 49ers. Shout out to everybody that's going to be out there at some of these dates, bringing you coverage. And keep your ears to them streets, man. It's going to be dope. It's gonna be a dope offseason. Let's talk about some of these top 30 visits. Shout out to Steph Sanchez, who is just like the 49er. I would say she is a true 49er scout. I'm not going to say she's a ex-scout or Twitter scout or whatever you want to call. No, she's a scout for the San Francisco 49ers. Then they need to start paying her like she's a scout. She scouts talent. She's really good at it. And she's definitely on top of her news. She's got her Google sheet that's all printed up and updated, like and I wanted to give her some props. So round of applause to Steph. All right, so 9 players. Let's go through this list, right? The newest players that have been added, you got Javon Baker, wide receiver from UCF, University of Central Florida. I've been trying to tell y'all about him, but for some reason people aren't listening. This kid's a beast. I don't care what he looked like in his tech. I don't care about. I just know what I see on the film. Kid's a problem. But he's got a top 30 visit. They were at the pro day for him. Brandon Dorlus, defensive lineman. He could play tackle. He could play inside. He could play outside. And pay attention to that. Like, the versatility is kind of like where I still think that the San Francisco 49ers tend to get more value out of these players. So Brandon Dorlus, defensive lineman, that's what I like to call him, from Oregon, is scheduled for a top 30 visit. Trevin Wallace, linebacker, is scheduled for a top 30 visit. He's from Kentucky. All right. Malachi Corley. This is baby Debo. All right. This is the gentleman that they feel like is Debo-esque. He's for a top 30 visit as well. He's out of Western Kentucky. Brendan Rice, son of Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, greatest 49er football player of all time. He's scheduled for a top 30 visit. Let's see who else we got. We got cornerback Jamal Hill out of Oregon. Interesting that they're going to Jamal Hill. So, if I was drafting a prospect cornerback from Oregon, for me, it would be Kyrie, right? I feel like Kyrie Jackson is the guy that I want. He's like a Richard Sherman-esque type of a cornerback, but maybe that's, you know, Mike said on the BAM show that's just not the 49ers type. Maybe they stay away from 6'2", 6'3", cornerback with the 84.5-inch wingspan. Maybe that's just not what they want. But that Jamal Hill, though, other cornerback, is scheduled for a top 30 visit. Show Smith Wade out of Washington State as well. Edge rusher Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, scheduled for a top 30 visit. Right, you get speed right off the edge. And Sione Vaki, safety out of Utah. Now, listen, every Friday night, I do a video for the Patreon. You can go to www.patreon.com/ I think at the Wayne Breezy. All right. You can sign up. If you get one of the top tier packages, you'll get to see the Friday Night Lights video. And I'm breaking down a player that is on the top 30 visits for the San Francisco 49ers. So far, I've done Sione Vaki and I've done Brendan Rice. This week, you have to tune in to see who I'm going to break down. But it's interesting because when I look at these top 30 visits, you know what I'm getting? The 49ers are drafted a wide receiver. Like, this is like they got four so far. Malachi Corley. Let's go. Javon Baker, Malachi Corley, Brendan Rice. So three wide outs so far. All right. And then two corners. This is just kind of letting me know the Niners are probably going to do. I expect to see more linebackers as well. This is going to be interesting. This will be a super duper interesting top 30 visit situation for the 49ers, because I'm curious to see how many of these guys actually land to them. Okay, just curious to see if any one of these guys land to them. But some really good prospects, and expect with, what did I say, 9, so 21 more they're going to be having over the next several days. So just keep your ear to the streets. If you don't want to keep your ear to the streets, just follow Steph Sanchez on X. All right, follow Steph Sanchez on X. Good morning, Tanisha. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So that's just the update on the top 30 visits. The San Francisco 49ers are getting prepared for the 2024. Where's my sound? NFL draft. All right. Let's read some of these comments. Vince, he says, Javon Baker is a dang stud. Malachi Corley, though, he definitely blocks on run plays and got that Yak Bro energy. He does. I'm curious to know if the Niners are looking to switch some things up. Like, it's cool to be an underneath route guy, get you the Yak, but how many of those guys we already have? Like, it would be good to add a different type of element to the wide receiving core. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at Brandon Ayuk, right? I don't think Brandon Ayuk is the best out of the Yak guys that we have on our team, but he can still run after the catch. I think they go out and get another wide receiver. But, you know, Malachi Corley can be, he would be dangerous in Kyle Shanahan's offense. The question is, since the 49ers are kind of like in on him, I'm curious to know how many other teams might be in on him. You know what I mean? All right, my man Oscar says, don't think you schedule visits with guys you can tell are going to be great. You schedule visits with guys you need to analyze more. It's a good point. But the thing is, they do draft some of these players. There's a percentage of the players that they draft from the schedule visits. And so the reason why they do schedule these visits, one of the reasons could because they want to fine tune what they saw on tape and how they tested, and they want to bring in for a workout, right? So I agree with you, 1,000%, 100%. But that fine-tuning, that one-on-one, that visit can be something that separates you from other guys. You know what I'm saying? And so it could be both. Like, it could be that they're highly on these type of players, or it could be that there's something more they need to see from this type, you know, this particular type of player or whatnot. So you definitely are right. I do agree with you. Ty, what's going on, bro? How you feeling out there, brother? 49er Media in the building as well. Felicia. Bye, Felicia. I'm just playing. What's going on? But yeah, so look, I think the Niners definitely got their work ahead of them come this 2024 NFL draft, all right? All right, let's get to Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead, you know, what are your thoughts on Eric Armstead? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I was talking to my boy, Mike. I wonder how Jacksonville feels about this video that he put out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm curious to know how Jacksonville feels. I didn't mean by Felicia like that. I just thought I got the right tone from the movie Friday. And since it's Friday and I saw Felicia, I didn't mean no disrespect. I apologize. I'm curious to know if Eric Armstead was like bitter Now, he didn't sound bitter. He didn't look bitter, but there's something about his body language that just seemed a little bit weird to me. Now, for those that don't know, Eric Armstead was offered $6 million with a $2 million incentive bonus to play in 2024. So, the initial story was that the San Francisco 49ers went to Eric Armstead to take a pay cut. Now, my dumb brain is saying, oh, I forgot. I think he was scheduled to make $17 million or something like that. I can't remember what the number was for this number, the cap hit for this number. But whatever it was, I'm thinking, oh, they probably offered him, you know, a couple million shy. When I tell you that the San Francisco 49ers do their due diligence, like, they do all the homework. Like, they do the advanced calculus homework when it comes to players. Now, I thought Eric Armstead was a staple. I thought Eric Armstead, him being the longest tenured, was probably one of the most respected 49ers. But I'm starting to realize that, you know, what's that saying? Y'all say money talks and bull walks, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, if you're not producing, I don't know if that's the right word, but if you're not keeping up with your end of the bargain, how about that, on a deal that was prior made, then the two people that were in the deal comes back to the terms, and then it's the business side. It's the business side. It's the stuff we don't like to really necessarily talk about. You know what I mean? I know I don't like to talk about it. But it was interesting to, you know, hear what Eric Armstead had to say. So let's get this up here. Let's see if I could get it. Y'all got to let me know if y'all can hear it, because you already know what type it is. Shout out to Residency. They got a crazy sale going on right now, like 40% off. You can use that promo code SFBreezy and you can save on your purchase. All right. So do it like today before the code ends. 40% off. Check it out. Like, they got some stuff out there. All right. And so, like, I'm sitting here saying to myself, like, as you can see, like, every time I try to use whatever, it goes super slow. So it's going fast here and super slow there. All right. So let's see if I can get the sound right.
The fans deserve.
All right. Let's go back.
Fans deserve to know what happened and why I'm no longer a Niner. It's not on me to decide how they wanna build their roster. Like, and you know, I was trying to have those conversations. They did notify me that they didn't want to extend me. You know, finally they told me that I was gonna have to take a.
I expected it to, like, buffer or whatever. I just probably need a new computer. Those that want to help me get a new computer, help me out, because this is pissing me off. But it is what it is.
If you get pay cut, $6 million for a one-year deal, when they sent that over, I did feel extremely disrespected that level of compensation is nowhere near the type of player that I am. You know, I had to make some decisions. The fans deserve to know.
So there it is. Like, the Niners offered him the $6 million, and he was just like, this ain't it. Like, this, that, like, what was the number that he was supposed to get? Like, what was the number he was supposed to get? Like, was it 19? I can't remember what he was supposed to get, but dang, $6 million? Golly. Like, even when I was watching that live, I wrote, like, dang, I can't remember if it was 19 or 17, but still, let's say it was 17. That's $11 million pay cut. Yo, if you are not laughing, I am cracking up. Like, I wish, I don't have a boss, but I wish my boss came to me and asked me to take an $11 million pay cut. I wish my boss would ask me to take a dollar pay cut. Like, I wish. You know what I mean? Now, listen, this is football, and it's a little different than like a regular job. But we're talking about performance. We're talking about, you know, age. We're talking about availability. When I tell you that the 49ers use like advanced metrics into what they offer, it was literally, that's a slap in the face, though, right? Like $6 million, they could at least offer them double digits. You know what I mean? Like, all right, how about $9 million and you have ability to work to $11 million? We give you a $2 million bonus, but dang, $6 million? So look, I'm not mad at Eric Armstead for making a business decision for himself. Nah, round of applause to that man, because that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to go out there. And, yo, this is it. Kali, that's it. That, yo, the Niners are cold. Freaking blooded. Mind you, he was on contract for one more year. But I think when the Niners went back and looked at the situation, I mean, you gotta let the 49ers, you know, dude, you missed 5 games this year, 8 games last year. Something with this injury doesn't just seem right, you know. We you know, you gotta take a hit, or we'll be willing to let you go, and we'll take a hit. Like, you know what I mean? And you can go test the market. But shout out, you know what? Shout out to the 49ers for even kind of like just being that type of team where, you know, they just let them go out and test the market. And congratulations to Eric Armstead for sign, sealing, and delivering a nice contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Mike and I were talking off air. I think it was off air after the BAM show yesterday. We were like, I wonder if Jacksonville is pissed off that they could have got him cheaper. Like, what if, okay, because I'm assuming Jacksonville had no idea that the Niners offered him $6 million. I'm assuming that they thought, because I could have swore there was a report that the Niners offered him like $17 million or something like that. That's why I thought the number was higher. But if I'm the Jaguars, I'm like, dang, we got bamboozled. We got hoodwinked. We got robbed. Not saying that Eric Armstead isn't worth the bread. I'm just saying Jacksonville could have probably got him a little bit cheaper. So Eric Armstead, man, listen, man, thank you so much for what you did for the San Francisco 49ers as a player, as a man. It was really cool watching you grow into a man. Going from a boy to a man. I thought that was cool. You have a beautiful family. You shared your family with us. We truly appreciate you. And I just wanted to salute you, my bro. And listen, best wishes in Jacksonville. And now you no longer have to pay those taxes, dog. So congratulations. At the end of the day, you got more money. You got a better deal. You're probably going to get to play longer. And you win. So I just wanted to show him some love. Now, I don't know what's going on, but let me exit out of this real quick. And I do want to talk about Brandon Ayuk a little bit. Like, because Brandon Ayuk he's a top dog in just about every freaking category for me. You know what I'm saying? And so it's time that the 49ers, like, they kind of start get the wheel churning on Brandon Ayuk. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. All right? So when I look at Brandon Ayuk and I say to myself, okay, what has he officially accomplished as a wide receiver? Well, you know, getting 1,000 yards as a wide receiver is a staple on when you're trying to negotiate a deal. Touchdowns help out. Those, you know, all pro bowl, like all of those help. All of them help you out. You know what I'm saying? And so when I look at Brandon Ayuk,
one thing that we could go up based on,
and I say to myself, like, why, like, I understand that it's a business. I understand that the 49ers got to do their due diligence. I understand that the 49ers take their time. Like, all of these things I'm understanding, like, I'm super understanding. But here's the thing. Brandon Ayuk is so unique. And at this time, you got to look at the market and some other guys. Now, I'm going to go out on the limb and say, Brandon Ayuk better than these dudes. Boom. I said it. Where's my bomb? Boom. I'm going to name some dudes. You know what I mean? I'm going to name some dudes. So, look, Justin Jefferson, he the man. Ja'Marr Chase, he the man. But Brandon Ayuk's the damn man, too. And when I look at B.A. and I say, dang, like, he was able to produce with a significant amount of less targets, less receptions, less yards, but not by a lot. And he did it back-to-back years, which means he's trending upward to be a 1,000-yard wide receiver like every single year. And mind you, he did it on an offense with George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, the Christian McCaffrey. Like, these are all players, these are all players that will take away from a number one. When you look at Justin Jefferson, like, it's him. And then, I love Jordan Addison. He's the perfect complimentary piece. Justin Jefferson went down. Addison became the number one. But then they struggled once their quarterback got hurt. You look at Ja'Marr Chase. He had a great complimentary piece in T. Higgins, who's still there. He's franchise tagged. I don't know what's going on with that deal, but that's another player that was actually drafted in the same draft in the second round of Brandon Ayuk. So this is going to get interesting. And if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I'm saying to myself, I would rather pay B.A. now than wait. You know what I'm saying? Then wait. But the number got to be right. Like, let's just keep it a buck. Like the number got to be right in BA's camp, and the number got to be right for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, the number's got to be right. Let me listen to some of these comments. Tim Hobbs over on Facebook says his performance dropped off. He missed 13 games last two seasons. Oh, he's talking about Arik Armstead. Arik Armstead isn't the player he used to be, but hats off to Armstead for getting paid. Yeah, I think his performance didn't drop off. I think his availability dropped off, which allowed his performance to be less. And because of that, him not being able to define or to find some type of consistency, just being on the football field, like, and being there for the defense. You were a top defensive tackle for this team. They went out and got another defensive tackle, and then they were going to rotate guys, but then he missed a lot due to the plantar fasciitis last season. So, yeah, I could see why you say his performance dropped off, but I think it dropped off not because he wasn't unable to perform. It was just more he just wasn't there. Like, he wasn't healthy to be out there. And because of that, yeah, like, you're going to ask to take a daggone pay cut. All right, so back to B.A. Kylie says, I believe B.A. was seventh in receiving yards in the NFL. Look, all I'm saying is it doesn't make sense for the Niners. Look, the only thing I think that the only way that the Niners find a way to move on from B.A. is in 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, like the draft. If they don't get compensated, then the Niners are definitely looking to extend Brandon Ayuk. And the things that Brandon Ayuk are doing, you know, Brandon Ayuk came out and told us, he says, listen, man, you know, I got to do what I got to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he talked about that. Let me see if I can find a clip. But this was the clip that stood out to me the most, because I know everybody wants to pay B.A., and I know he's going to be looking to get paid top tier money in the NFL, which he should. Like, I'm not going to discredit that. Brandon Ayuk needs to be a top wide receiver. And I don't look, first of all, the Niners will pay their players. Let's not act like they don't take care of their homegrown. Brandon Ayuk will get the contract. He will get paid. It won't hurt him against the cap this year. It probably won't hurt the 49ers against the cap in 2025. But in 2026, when them big numbers start kicking in, bada boom, bada bing. Now, what the Niners look like they kind of do is they kind of wait to offload those contracts a little bit later just to see if your production keeps up. And if it does, they'll offer you a restructure. If it doesn't, they're going to ask you to take a pay cut. See where I'm going here? I'm just saying, like, these are things that the Niners aren't going to have a problem paying Brandon Ayuk. I don't want people to get weird. The issue is, will there be a team stupid enough willing to overpay for Brandon Ayuk? Meaning, are they willing to give up draft capital right now for the 49ers? And will the Niners bite the bait? Will it be enough for them to bite the bait? Because that's the only way Brandon Ayuk will be on his way out of here. Plus, whatever that team is that does do that and the 49ers agree to it, that team has to have that deal like right in place. So I don't feel like any of that's going to happen, because I think the Niners are going to take care of this particular homegrown talent right here. And let me just remind you, like, the 49ers traded up to get him. Like, this is not a guy that fell to him. This is a guy that they saw with some different traits that they moved up from 31 to 25 to get this particular player. So I just feel that the Niners are in a situation where they can pay him, and they will pay him. But there could be an offer that blows them away, and that to me would be the only way Brandon Ayuk will be on his way out. Other than that, Brandon Ayuk is going to be a San Francisco 49er at least for the next 4 or 5 years. Like, it's just kind of like what it's going to be. What do you guys think out there? Like how you guys feel about this whole Brandon Ayuk situation? I see my man Oscar Higgins, Lambs, Chase, Jefferson, St. Brown, or Ayuk, all free agents in 2025. Were all these guys in the same draft? I know St. Brown was a fourth-round pick. Ayuk, Chase, Lamb were first-round picks. Higgins, second-round pick. Wow. And so Oscar says, why negotiate now when you can negotiate after the draft? So correct me if I'm wrong, but my thought processing would be to get draft capital. So if you wait till after the draft, then you miss out on drafting with that capital. Now, you could get something for the next year or whatever like that, but I would think that the Niners would look to address what they're trying to address this year. That's just my take on it. I don't know if it's right, but that's kind of like my take. David, with a question, says, do you feel there will be a day where the 1,000-yard benchmark for receivers is seen differently because of how pass happy the league is now? That's a great question. And so, yeah, I think the numbers will shift or skew a little bit. So, like, right now, it's like, yo, got to get to that 1,000-yard mark. And then maybe in a year or two, might be 1,200. And then it'll continue to increase the more the leagues continue to, with the rules, protect the quarterback, all that type of stuff, continue to pass. That number will probably creep up a little bit. But I think right now, the focus, as if you're a wide receiver, this is a mark. Like, you get to 1,000 yards, you kind of, in my opinion. Vince says, the reason why you wait till after the draft is that post-June 1st money. Okay. That's fair. There's so many stipulations. Remember what happened with Debo? All the draft trade. Exactly. Oh, you're talking about extending him the deal. But see, so my thing was trading him, right? So you could get the capital to use at the draft. And so you can trade him after the draft, and then the money changes as far as from pre-June 1st trade to post-June 1st trade. So yeah, you're 100% correct. But my thing is, I'd rather have you can't draft. If you wait till after the draft, you can't draft with that pick unless they trade a player and some for 2025. So there's stipulations around all of it. But you're right. The draft hype for Debo was up. I feel like the value, though, for what you can get for Brandon Ayuk is a little bit higher than what you could get for Debo. It's kind of like what it is. It's kind of like the way I see it. My man, everyone's worst nightmare says Ayuk doesn't deserve Tyreek Hill money. Neither did Debo. Interesting that you said that. I want to know why you feel like he doesn't. I want to know why you feel like he does. And I'm not saying that Brandon Ayuk isn't Tyreek Hill, because he isn't. I'm not saying that he's that type of a wide receiver. He's not. There's only one Tyreek Hill. There's only one Brandon Ayuk. Like, these guys are unique in their own ways. To say that they're not worth that type of money, well, that depends. That depends. I mean, Tyreek's been playing longer. He's been doing it consistently. You could go back and say, well, Tyreek had Patrick Mahomes. Let's go through Brandon Ayuk's QBs. Because right now, the only rapport he's ever had in his entire career is with Brock Purdy. You can go back and you can look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was more hurt than Brandon Ayuk play games. I'm just saying, Tyreek had his quarterback at the time. And you don't think Brandon commands double teams? Tyreek does command double teams because of how dynamic he's able to be, like to slip out there in the open. So yeah, you're right, but that doesn't mean IU commands double teams as well. I mean, double teams are going to be utilized depending on the defense. I think Brandon IU, if you don't double Brandon, Brandon is getting open. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I know you know this, but Brandon is almost open on just about every play when he's not double teamed. He's literally, it takes a little time or to develop because of the way the plays are called, but IU gets open. Will the ball get thrown his way? That's a whole nother question. Speaking of that, IU spoke about the throw in the Super Bowl, and I loved what he said. I thought what he said was so spot on. He said that he wasn't upset that that particular pass where he was wide open like this in the end zone didn't go to him, because he said that would have been that wasn't the right read. It would have been a tougher throw for Brock to throw across his, you know, his body. And, you know, that it just wasn't it. The play was designed to go to Juwan Jennings, who was also wide open. So I'm just saying, you know, Brandon Ayuk, he's consistently shown why he deserves to be paid. And so I think a lot of us keep forgetting that the market value changes every year. You ever go out to anybody out there that listens or is watching the show live, man, show of hands if you like seafood, in particular shrimp. Like, and I know people don't eat shrimp because they the earth. I get it. I don't care about none of that. I want to know if you go out to eat and you buy shrimp. And usually when you go out and buy shrimp, there's not a price for the shrimp, depending on when you go, because it's a market price. All right, this is what the market price is set for these shrimp today. This is what's going to be set for tomorrow. This is good. So because of the market value for the wide receivers right now, right, Brandon Ayuk is going to command the top dollar. And then remember what the 49ers did Jimmy Garoppolo. Remember, who's still mad that we paid Jimmy Garoppolo like $28 million a year? Like, you know, remember that deal? I'm mad. But at the time, he was the highest paid quarterback for like 3 minutes. Literally. I think Jimmy Garoppolo was the highest paid quarterback for like 3 minutes. And it was just like, dang, we paying Jimmy. And we were all in. I was all in. I was like, yo, Jimmy, good. Like, you know, he looked like he can run this offense. Cool. We got us a quarterback. Let's go. You know what I mean? And 3 minutes later, I think Aaron Rodgers got his deal, and it was like higher, and then another quarterback, and then Russell Wilson, and it's the game. That's why I keep saying, like, the Niners may want to jump and get this done rather sooner than later, because Oscar, you named, and quarterbacks are a different animal. I could do this with the tight ends. Remember, George Kittle was the highest paid tight end for 30 seconds, literally. Soon as George Kittle got his deal, we like, yo, he the man. Here comes Travis Kelce deal. I mean, so I'm just saying the market value determines what these guys are going to get paid. And I know quarterbacks are in a different tier, but they got a market too. Like, there's a market which you're going to pay. There's a premium. You're going to pay a premium for your quarterbacks. You're going to pay a premium even for backup quarterbacks. They get a certain tier of money. But players are like that as well. Players are like that as well. I got to answer this question because I asked about shrimp, cocktail sauce or no cocktail sauce. I'm a cocktail sauce person, and I need extra horseradish in my cocktail sauce. I like a little heat. You know what I mean? Tartar sauce, everybody don't make it the same. So I just stay away from the tartar sauce. But the cocktail sauce, if you could put a little extra horseradish in my joint, we Gucci. Like, you get an extra tip. You know what I mean? Pause. But I meant money tip. You know what I'm saying? Nah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. But no, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like it's just the market value of these guys. So, you know, when you look at Brandon Ayuk, there's a market value. Like, right now, the wide receiver, because here, think about what I'm saying for 1 second. Like, he's our guy. I want him to get taken care of, right? But what if T. Higgins, what if the Cincinnati Bengals do T. Higgins' contract first? Brennan's agents are going to be like, yo, he getting this, and he is second round. He was a second round draft pick, and this is what he did. And my numbers are better than his, And I'm a former first round pick, so I'm going to need that money to be jacked. It's just it's a game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Brandon Ayuk isn't waiting. But if I'm the 49ers, I'm going to the Niners and be like, listen, we want to make sure you get the four-year extension. You'll be here for four more years, plus this year, it's like 5 years. And we'll make sure that you're making $26 million a year with such and such guarantee, like 67 guarantee, something like that, in that realm. Like, it's got to be something in that realm for him to want to sign right now. Because if I'm Brandon Ayuk's agent, and I feel like my client is just as good as Justin Jefferson, just as good as Ja'Marr Chase, just as good as Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, if I feel like my client is there, I want to see what them guys are going to get. So this is the game that they're playing. This is the game that they're playing. I watched the podcast. Shout out to Shannon Sharp and Ocho. They have a show called The Nightcap Show. And they have Brandon Ayuk on there. And, everybody posting their clips. But the clip that stood out to me off this particular type of show, they wanted to know, like, where he felt he was ranked amongst the elite. You know what I'm saying? And they mentioned some elite. Shannon Sharp started with his draft class and then went to the elites, like the Tyreek Hills and all that. Y'all didn't let me know. Was y'all able to hear that last clip? I don't remember if y'all told me, because there's no point of playing it if y'all can't hear it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'll go ahead and get this one played up and queued up, and then you guys let me know. But this is the clip for me that stood out, because Brandon Ayuk's response was just like, the mentality was like, yeah. And then you found out, like, he's still in Cali. He just started his training. I don't know if he's training at the 49ers facilities or whatnot, but he is training out in the Bay, okay? So for those that want to know where he is, he's in the Bay, all right? So here we go. Let's go take a quick listen to see what he had to say about where he ranks himself amongst the elite.
That's not going to tell us no lies. That's not going to...
Where did Brandon Ayuk in that conversation?
I'm going to say it like this. I don't even want to get too much into ranking and this and that, but I'll say this. One thing that we could go up based off of that's not going to tell us no lies, it don't have no opinions, it's not leading any direction, is the tape. We cut the tape on for 22 weeks of football. Nobody else can say they played 22 some weeks of football. They can't. Anybody was just named, they can't say they've been
a... Okay, I got to stop right there. I got to break this down because I'm going to forget because of my, whatever my mental brain capacity at short-term memory shot. First thing he said... Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Now, that's not what he said. He said, you can't name one of those wide receivers that played 22 weeks of football. I'm saying it again. He said, you can't name one of those wide receivers. Shannon must have named 30 receivers. So you can't name one of them that played 22 weeks of football. Let's keep going with this. Because Brandon Ayuk is a smart kid. He's a smart guy.
Three NFC championships.
Then he went to the championships. Not one, not two, but three of them Johns. Three. He only has the one Super Bowl appearance, but who cares?
Championship game. They can't say they've been up. You know what I'm saying? So everybody knows all this, but.
I just want to say, this is how I know Brandon Ayuk gets tight when he's asked about where does he rank himself. Brandon Ayuk is number one. I'm sorry. I should have waited. Go ahead.
It's something else. We already passed yards and touchdowns. Of course, we're going to get yards and touchdowns. Can't nobody say this.
I want to know who does, like Ocho Cinco, like, how are your teeth that perfect and white? I'm just curious, like, what toothpaste do you use? Are those your teeth? I'm hoping he responds, because them joints are shiny and bright. I'm sorry. My bad.
There's a reason why you bring this up, but what else are we going to bring? Where else are we going to take it to? Like, it's a reason why it's we talk about Patrick Mahomes every single day because nobody can do that. Nobody doing that. We'll be chasing. Right here, where we was at. We feel like I just seen somebody comment say, Purdy supposed to have two championships. I mean, of course they say supposed to have, but I read that and I saw that and I said, we could be sitting here right now with two championships. So that's the only thing. I'm worried about championships right now. I'm championships. I ain't trying to get into who's number one and two and three and four and five. Number one.
Have you been to the playoffs? Have you been to the Super Bowl? Have you been? No. So, I'm not even going. Championship. Have you been to the Super Bowl? Championships. Okay? Look. All I'm saying is, like, the mentality of this young man. This kid is entering year five. We're going to end on this note. Brandon Ayuk is entering Year five. Brandon Ayuk is like, I don't want to say he's been spoiled, but he's been to three championship games in 4 years because he hasn't entered year five yet. So three out of the four seasons, Brandon Ayuk's been on the football field for the San Francisco 49ers. He's been in a championship game. Let this junk simmer, saute just a little bit. A little bit. How much are veneers? Because maybe I need me some veneers. Simmer, saute just a little bit. Yo. First of all, the way I see it, Brandon Ayuk, without saying he's the best wide receiver in the NFL, he just said he was the best wide receiver in the NFL. Now, I know it takes a team to get to the Super Bowl, but you got to also do your job and play your role. And if you want to be mentioned amongst the elites, you got to do your job and play your role well, like super well, like really good. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's got to be on point, right? And so, even though he's saying he don't care about being two, three, four, or five, he never said he didn't care about being number one. I'm not paying no $15,000 for no fake teeth. Man, miss me with that. Out of here. That's how much they cost? Shh. Man, listen, I need to check my insurance. But nah, seriously, think about that, though, for 1 second. I'm watching a kid. How old is Brandon Ayuk? Did we have his age? Can somebody give me his age real quick? I'm sorry. How old is he? 24? He just celebrated his birthday on March 17th. Happy belated birthday to Brandon Ayuk. I know because he shares the same birthday as my son, March 17th. So he's 26. So Brandon Ayuk, at the age of 26, has been to three NFC championship games and a Super Bowl before he even enters the kid's fifth year in the NFL. His mindset is what separates him from everybody else. Just think about what I'm saying for a second. His mindset. Did you just listen to what he said? Listen, now, that doesn't mean that the San Francisco 49ers aren't going to pay him. They have to pay him. You got to pay Brandon Ayuk two reasons. You ready? Number one, he produces. Number two, he's most healthiest 49er on the roster. Most healthy, for show. That's what he like to say. For show. Like, most healthy. I ain't seen other than them offensive linemen like Colton McKivitz. And them dudes that I think Brandon Ayuk played just about, except for he missed one game last year, maybe one and a half. Like, dude plays football. Like, and he's been doing it since his rookie season. I like everyone's worst nightmare. He brings the realness to the chat. Nobody's checking him on it. Three catches in the Super Bowl. Yep. I get it. Super Bowl is different. Yep, I get it. Was open though on every freaking play and wasn't targeted much either. So, that's the context behind it. So when I look at Brandon now, you guys say, all right, here we go. His mindset is separating him from everybody else. With that, He's given you the production. He's been consistent. He's been healthy. Okay. And it comes down to now that the 49ers are going to have to make a business decision, which they going to have to make this dude. And I'm not saying he's going to be the top paid wide receiver in the NFL, but if they lowball Brandon Ayuk, that cat is going to Pittsburgh. I'm going to tell you right now, his ass is going to the team with his twin, Mike Tomlin. Pittsburgh, that's where he'll be. Or Jackson, whoever. Jed York, make sure, Jed, you watch it, because you've been doing a lot of media stuff lately. Make sure, Mr. York, I mean, you're younger than me, so I feel like we're calling you Mr. York. Anyway, make sure, okay, sir, that your general manager and your CFO and all them people don't lowball this kid. Because if you do, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you. The 49ers should pay Brandon Ayuk sooner rather than later. Because if they don't get on this, if they don't get on it, okay? If they don't get on it, they may end up spending more money in the long run. That doesn't mean he won't be here. It just means it might cost them a little bit more. So if the Niners are looking to get somewhat of a slight discount, somewhat of a hometown discount or whatever, if they're looking to get anything like that, they may need to get up on it right now. Now, if there's a poll question going on, and you got to bear with me because I got to get back to the channel. Because for some reason, when I open up two tabs from Chrome, which takes up all the processing power on your computer, you know what I'm saying? It makes it stagnant. So that's why I think I need a new computer with more memory. All right, here we go. So when will Brandon Ayuk get paid? And the choices are June, July, August, or never worry. What's going on, Uncle Salty? I just saw that you were in here. And so, like, for me, I'm thinking it's going to be some type of like a July date, like a late July, like a early, like right before August hits, you know. But the question is, how are they going to dance around this, and what are those numbers going to be? And for those that are listening to the show, because you guys will be able to listen to it, but put, like, make sure you leave a comment or whatever, especially I think on Spotify you could kind of write. Let me know, like when do you think he'll get paid, and what do you think the numbers are going to be? Like, what do you think the numbers are going to be? And the reason why I'm saying that the San Francisco 49ers need to get this deal done sooner is because they just don't want it to come back and bite them. I don't think Brandon Ayuk, first of all, did you just hear what Brandon Ayuk said? That let me know he wanted to be a 49er. That was the main reason why I played that clip over all the other clips that are out there. Like, he clearly wants to be a 49er. If I show you had to hear what he had to say about Brock. Like, that clip is coming next for me. The clip about Brock was just like, Brock the man. Like, can't let Brandon Ayuk walk out the door. Like, but if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I'm just going to keep it a buck. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I hit him with an offer that will keep him at least at the table. If they hit him with an Eric Armstead type of an offer, Brandon Ayuk is good as gone. Guys, you've been real. Happy Friday. Happy Easter weekend to everybody out there, man. I just want you guys to know that I love and I appreciate the support. Make sure you like this stream. It's a live stream. And make sure you leave some comments in the comment section. If there's anything you wanted to add you didn't get to say on the live show, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you download it as well. And feel free to share it. Let everybody know where they can listen to it as well. Leave a review and a 5-star rating. That would be dope. I'm on a desktop. For those that are asking me, but it's like an older gaming computer. I kind of got it in like 2000, maybe 20. What year are we in? 24. And I done maxed it out. Like, you know, it's time to get it. It's 2021 maybe is when I got it. So it's time to get it. It's time to upgrade. I need memory. Like, I'm a music producer, and I know it's all about the memory. All right. It's all about the processing. All right. But I love you guys, man. You guys have been real. We got some love over there from Twitch. What's going on? Says hello. Appreciate you for watching on Twitch. All right, man. Listen, y'all stay up, man. Y'all stay faithful. Guys, we got a bunch of stuff coming for you. And thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate you. Till the next time. We out, faithful. Wait a minute. I like this deal. 5 year. I seen this earlier, too. 120. God dang. God, 100 million? Hell no, man. God, that's a lot. 100. 100? I'm thinking more, you know, 60, 70, 100 million? I didn't even mean lean. Like I was trying to get off the show. Woo, good Lord, that's a lot of money. Don't forget to check out them over there at residency.com as well, man. Peace out.
I be sipping gold bar whiskey on the rocks, and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trick Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the fiddle in the bleachers. You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy. The-